Today's Amud is Megillah Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, BePesach Koyrim BeParshas Mayadis Shal Toiras Kehanim. On Pesach, the Kriyas HaTorah we lane is the Parsha of the Mayadis that discusses Pesach and the other Mayadim, and it's in Sefer Vayikra. BeAtzeres Shiva Shavuos, the Kriya that talks about Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah b'chodesh Hashvi b'ach l'chodesh, which talks about Rosh Hashanah. V'yom HaKippurim, we learn Achrei Mayis, which discusses the Avodah of Yom Kippur. V'yom Tevar Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, where Kairim v'parshas Me'adim sh'b'teres Kayhanim. Again, the parsha that discusses the Me'adim. U'b'shar kol Yom Ha'is Chag, the rest of the days of Sukkot, Chol HaMoed. B'karban Ha'is Chag, we discuss the parsha's Pinchas, which discusses the karbanis that are brought on Sukkot. B'chanukah b'nesiyim, we read the parsha of the Nesiyim, the karbanis that the and brought by the Chanukah Sabayis, so it's related to Chanukah, but Purim Vayavay Amalek, which discusses Amalek, a theme of Purim, Rosh Chodashim, Uberosh Chodsheichem, we read the parasha that discusses the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, B'Mamodos, B'Maisa Bereshis, and the Mamodos, which was a group of Yisraelim who would fast and they would daven for the Karbanis, the carbon Tamid, to be accepted for Klal Yisrael, so they would have Kriyas HaTorah. And when they would lane, we're going to discuss this more in the Gemara when we get to Lamed Aleph and Beis. So when they would lane, they would read Maisa Bereishis, Betania is Bebrachas Uklalais. On Tania is they would read Brachas Uklalais to be Ma'ir, everyone to do Tshuva, which is the Iker of the Tainis. And says the Mishnah now that Eimav Sikim Beklalais. At any time we're laning a parasha that discusses Klalais, so you don't stop an Aliyah in the middle of the curses. Ela Achad Kairi Eskulan. You have one Aliyah, and the Oiler will read all of the curses. He doesn't stop in the middle. B'sheinu v'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha kairin kesidron. And says the Mishnah now another halacha, that on Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos b'mincha, so we lane kesidron, meaning we lane the regular parashas ha-shavua. On that which we lane from the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, and Shabbos b'mincha, you don't just make up whichever kriya you want, we lane dafka the parashas ha-shavua. V'ein oilim lehem min ha-cheshbin. But even though we're laning it during the week, it still is not oilim min ha-cheshbin, meaning on Shabbos we go back to the beginning of the parasha. We don't say, oh, we already read the first Aliyah, let's say, on Monday and Thursday, and therefore there's no reason to lane it again. No, it's not Oilam and Echeshbin, and on Shabbos we go back to the beginning of the parashas HaShavua. Shenemar, and this now is going on the entire Mishnah, Shenemar, this that we said, that on every Yom Tif we read a Kriya that's related to the Yom Tif, so that source for that idea is Shenemar, as the Buzik says, Vayidabir Moshe es Mayadi Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. We darshan from here, the mitzvasan shiyu kai a takana Moshe Rabbeinu made that we should read every Yom Tif the Kriya that's appropriate for that Zman. So that's the Makar for all the different Kriyas that we mentioned in the Mishnah. So as the Gemara brings a Braisa now that's going to discuss more details about these different Kriyas that we read on the different Mayadim. It's going to discuss the Haftarah that we read on each Yom Tif. So as the Gemara Tan Rabbana we learned in the Braisa, BePesach where Kairim BeParshas Mayadis, like we mentioned in the Mishnah, UMaftirin for the Haftarah we read the Pesach Gilgal, which discusses the Karban Pesach that Klal Yisrael brought right after they crossed the Yarden. VaIdna Dika Trei Yoyme. Nowadays that outside of Eretz Yisrael you keep 2 days of Yom Tif. So Yom Kama BePesach Gilgal, the first day of Pesach, the Haftarah, we read Pesach Gilgal, Ulamachar BePesach Yoshio, which discusses the Karban Pesach that was brought during the Zman of Yoshio. Doesn't mention anything about the Kriya itself. The Kriya itself presumably stays the same. The Haftarah is different between the first and the second day of Pesach. Ushar Yomayis HaPesach, the rest of the days of Pesach, all the days of Chol HaMoed, we'll discuss soon also Achron Shal Pesach, but first the rest of the days of Pesach referring to Chol HaMoed, so Malakei V'Kairi Minyana Shal Pesach. We're Malakei different parashas in the Torah that discuss Pesach, and we read those different parashas throughout the 4 days of Chol HaMoed. Mahi, and which parashas is this specifically referring to? Amrav Papa Me'efo Simen. And Rashi brings down that the Mem stands for Mishra, the Aleph stands for in Kesef Talvis Ami, the Pei is Psalucha, the Vav is Veidaber in Parashas Valoischa. Those are the different parishes that we read throughout the 4 days of Chol HaMoed. Yom Tov Achrein Shal Pesach, on the last day of Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach, which was the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, so appropriately, we're Kairin Vayibeshalach. We read the parasha that discusses Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayibeshalach. Umaftirin, for the Haftarah, we read Vayidabir David, which was also like a Shira, so it's like Az Yashir, it's like Shira Sayam, so that's the Haftarah. Ulamachar, and then the next day, meaning for those that have Yamtav Sheni, so we read Kol HaBachar, Umaftirin Oid Hayoy. Now, Amar Abaye va'inna, nowadays we don't do that. Nowadays, Nohag Alma le'mikrei Meshach Torah Kadesh b'kaspa psal b'midbara shalach b'chra. Which is just a simon for the different kriyos. Meshach is Mishchu, Torah is Shorei Kesev, Kadesh is Kadeshli, b'kaspa im Kesev Talveh, psal is psalucha, b'midbara is the parasha which discusses Pesach Sheni in the midbar. Shalach refers to Vahi b'shalach, and b'chra on the last day of Pesach, Yom Tov Sheni refers to Kol HaBachar. Continues the Brisa now. Ba'atzeres Shiva Shavuos. On Atzeres, on Shavuos, we lay in the parasha which discusses Shavuos, like the Mishnah said. Umaftirim b'chabakuk. Or Acherim Ayrim, others say, that we read b'chaydash ha'shlishi. The Kriya itself is b'chaydash ha'shlishi, which is not discussing Shavuos per se, the Yomtif, but it's discussing Kabbalah Satayra. Umaftirim b'merkava. And in the Haftarah, we lay in some of the Maisim Merkava. Va'idna dikatre yoimei avdina katar vayu. Nowadays it works out perfectly. We have 2 days of Shavuos and Chutz Laretz. So therefore, we could lay both. We could accomplish both Shitas. However, says the Gemara, V'ipcha, but we do it the other way around. Meaning on the first day of Shavuos, we lay in B'chaydash HaShlishi, U'maftirim B'merkava. And it's on the second day that we have Shiva Shavuos, and we lay in for the Haftarah Chabakuk. Says the Brisa now, Vaiter B'Rosh Hashanah B'chaydash HaShvi, which discusses Rosh Hashanah, U'maftirim for the Haftarah we lay in Habin Yakali Ephraim, which is Ma'ir Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeshayimim, some say that for the Kriya we lay in V'Hashem Pakad Asara, which the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that it was happened on Rosh Hashanah, that Sarah was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, u'maftirin b'chana, which also is on Rosh Hashanah. Va'idna dikatre yoimei, nowadays that we have 2 days, so yoimei kama ki yeshayimrim, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah we lain, v'ashem pakad asara u'maftirin b'chana, like the yeshayimrim, and then l'machar, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we lain v'alukim nisas avram, which discusses the Akedah, u'maftirin habein yaker, which again is to be ma'ir rachamim. B'yom HaKippurim or Kairin Achrim, which discusses the Avodah of Yom Kippur, u'maftirin ki koyama ram v'nisa, which is discusses tshuva. U'b'mincha, which we have another kriya by Mincha in Yom Kippur, so we're Kairin ba'arayis, and also in order to be ma'ir those to do tshuva, u'maftirin b'yayna, which also discusses tshuva. Now before we continue discussing the different kriyas of the different mayadim, so the Gemara now is going to go on a short tangent for the next few lines, being that we mentioned that the Haftarah for Yom Kippur is Kikayamar Ram V'nisa, so we're going to bring a little bit of a side point, which is also going to mention this pasuk of Kikayamar Hashem Ram V'nisa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Komakom Sha'ata Moitzei Gvurasa Shakadosh Baruch Hu. Anytime in the pasuk you find the greatness of Hashem, Ata Moitzei Anvasnusa. You're also going to find His humility. Davar Zeh Kasav B'Torah, we find this idea in the Torah, Ushanu B'Neviim, it's also repeated in the Neviim, Umeshulash B'Ksuvim, and you'll find it a third time in Ksuvim. Kasav b'Taira, where do you find it in the Taira? The Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokei Elokim V'Adonai Adonim, which is the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uksiv Basrei, and it says right afterwards, Ayisa Mishpat Yasayim V'Almana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care even of the orphan and the widow. Shanoi ben Avim, it's repeated in the Avim. The Pasuk says, Kayamar Ram Benisa Sheikhinam B'Kadosh, Sheikhinad B'Kadosh, this Pasuk that we mentioned just before. Uksiv Basrei, and it says right after, that Zdaku Shval Ruach, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the downtrodden. And Meshulash Beksuvim, we have a third time in Ksuvim, the Pasuk says, Solu L'Reichi Ba'Ravis B'Kosh Shemayu, again discussing the greatness of Hashem, Uksiv Basrei, Avi Yisayimim V'Dayin Almanis, which again, old idea, that every time you find the Gevura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you'll also see Anvas Nusay. Now continues the Braisa, Yom Tov Arishon Shochag Rekayrim B'Parshas Mayadei Shabateres Kayanim. On the first day of Sukkot, like we said in the Mishnah, so we read the parasha that discusses the Mayadim. U'maftirin Hine Yoyim Bo Lashem, which discusses Sukkot. Va'idna Dika Tre Yoyimei, nowadays that we have 2 days, so the Machar on the second day of Sukkot, we're Mikra Hachanami Karinan. We continue to read the parasha of the Mayadis. U'afturei Ma'maftirinan. But what do we read for the Aftira? Kalu Ela Melech Shloimei, which discusses the Chanukah Sabayis of the Bayis Rishon, of the first Beis HaMikdash, which happened on Sukkot. Ushar Kol Yomai Sechag, were Kairim V'Karbani Sechag. The rest of the days of Sukkot, we discuss the Karbanis that were brought on Sukkot. And Yom Tov Acharon, on the last day of Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeres, were Kairim Kol HaBechor, Mitzvahs, V'Chukim, U'Bechor. So we read the parish of Kol HaBechor, Rashi points out, what does it mean, Mitzvahs, V'Chukim, U'Bechor? It just means that we start the parish of Kol HaBechor a few psukim before, with Asir to Asir, being that in that parasha it mentions many different mitzvahs and chukim. So, which are noyeg b'chag, Rashi says. So that's why we read that we start already from a few psukim before Kol HaBechor, from Asir to Asir. Umaftarina and Vayikichal Shloimei, and then we read Vayikichal Shloimei, which discusses Shmini Atzeres. And then Lamachar, and for those who have a second day of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah and Chutz Laaretz, so we're Kairin V'Zayis HaBracha, Umaftirin, and for the Aftira, we read Vayamid Shloimei, which is also, it's a tefillah of Shlomo Melech at the conclusion of Sukkot. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, that Shabbos Shechal Yoyis B'chul HaShomayit, that on a Shabbos Cholomayit, Bein V'Pesach, Bein B'Sukkot, whether Shabbos Cholomayit of Pesach or Shabbos Cholomayit of Sukkot, so are Mikra Karina and Re'ei Ata. So for the Kriya, we read Re'ei Ata, which discusses Shabbos, it discusses Yom Tov, and it also discusses Cholomayit, so it's the perfect parasha to read on the Shabbos Cholomayit. Afture, with regards to the Haftira, so bePesach Atzamis Hayavishes, we read the parish of Atzamis Hayavishes, which discusses certain people that left Mitzrayim early, so it's about Yitzias Mitzrayim. UbeSukkos, we read from Biyayim Boy Goig, discussing the Kates, which is related to Sukkos. BeChanukah BeNesiim, we mention in the Mishnah that on Chanukah we read the parsha of the Karbanis of the Nesiim. UmaftiRin, says the Gemara, for the Haftira we read BeNeiros de Zecharia, the Nevuah of the Neira is discussing the Menorah. V'imikla shtei Shabbosais, and if there's two Shabbosais, so then Kamaisa B'Neiros, meaning that there's going to be two Aftiras, so then Kamaisa B'Neiros de Zechariah, the first Shabbos Chanukah, we lay in the parasha of Neiros de Zechariah for the Aftirah, U'besraisa B'Neiros Shloimei, also discussing the Menorah. B'Purim we lay in V'Yavah HaMalik, like the Mishnah said, and B'Rashi Chadashim U'B'Rashi Chadshechem. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, when you have a Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos, so then for the Aftira, we're Maftirin V'Haya Midei Chodesh B'Chodshay. Chal Yis B'Echad B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Sunday, which means that Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos is the day before Rosh Chodesh, so then Me'atmo, so then before Rosh Chodesh, meaning on Shabbos, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, we're Maftirin V'Yomer Lo Yohinasan Machar Chodesh, which discusses the idea that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so that's the appropriate thing to lay on a Shabbos that falls out right before Rosh Chodesh, Machar Chodesh, telling everybody tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Huna, says the Gemara Vayter now, says Rav Huna, that Rosh Chodesh Av Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, when you have Rosh Chodesh Av that falls out on Shabbos, so instead of the typical Rosh Chodesh Kriya, we're Maftirin Chodshechem Vayadechem Son and Nafshi Hayu Olay LaTorach, which is different Teichacha, which is appropriate to lane in the beginning of the month of Av. Asked the Gemara, what does it mean that Hashem says that it was to me a burden? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Leidayim Yisrael Shechaitim Lefanai, it's not enough that Klal Yisrael does a veris in front of me. Ela Shemat Shrichen Aisi, Leida is a gzeira kasha avi aleihem. It's a tircha for me that now I have to contemplate and think about which einesh to give them. So Kaviyachol, that's what it means. It's a Hayu Alei LeTayrach. Says the Gemara, we'll just do a few more lines. Says the Gemara, B'Tisha B'Av Gufei Mai Maftarinan. What's the Haftarah for Tisha B'Av itself? So Amar Rav, Eicha Haisa Lezayna. Nikra Mai, and what do we do for the regular Kriya? So Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Achirim Aimrim V'Imoy Tishmu'uli, which discusses different Klalois, and Rabbi Nassan, if you don't listen to Hashem. And Rabbi Nassan Bar Yosef Aimer, Ad Ana Yinatsuni Ha'am Hazeh, which discusses the Meraglim, which we know they cried on Tisha B'Av about the Meraglim, about the report of Eretz Yisrael. V'Yesh Aimrim, also a parasha that discusses the actual parasha of the Meraglim, Ad Masai Le'eda Ha'ra Azois. Nowadays, Nahug Amo Lemikre Kisoy Lidbanim. We read the parish of Kisoy Lidbanim, which discusses the fact that if a Klal Yisrael, if we do a Averis, then there's going to be an Einesh. Umaftirin Asay Fasifim, which is a kinnah about the Chorban, so that's the appropriate Aftira for Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.